You're listening to Insider Profile, brought to you by CMPNet, the technology network. Find it at www.cmpnet.com. 2 years ago, internet telephony was little more than the ham radio of computer enthusiasts. But now, analysts say it could be a $2 billion industry by 2002, and telephone companies large and small are scrambling to get into the market. Behind much of this momentum has been Pulver.com president Jeff Pulver, who has been one of the industry's biggest boosters with newsletters, a lobbying group, and trade shows around the world. NetInsider's John Borland talked with Pulver about the future of telephony on the net and why Washington regulators need to stay clear if the industry is to survive.
Jeff Pulver, for years, internet telephony has been the province of hobbyists, a kind of ham radio for the internet. What's changing now?
No one's saying it's changing now. In fact, on the internet today, the most popular applications for internet telephony continue to be hobbyists. What's changing is that the businesses have started to take wind of a shift of technology, where it just makes much more sense to install future carrier networks to be IP-based rather than circuit-switched. From, say, a telco or an ISP perspective, people are realizing that, hey, we have an opportunity without making much investments, you know, in terms of millions of dollars, an opportunity to roll out a next-generation phone company.
Are people, average users or businesses, using these services yet?
Yes, there are people who are starting to use it. There's some phone operators which are offering phone services over the open internet, where there's no guaranteed quality service, no guarantee the call you just made is going to go through. But the price is so cheap that they figure, as offering the service, it's, you know, who's going to care if it doesn't always work. On the business side, yeah, there are people, I'm sure, in business who are using the technology both for themselves in a PC to PC fashion, plus making their own investment in infrastructure to roll out their own gateways to, you know, interconnect their LANs and WANs so that they can go IP based, either on lease lines or on the open internet. But I don't think many business people are going to use a cheap long-distance phone service just to save some money. I think that, you know, in business, it's critical that the calls initiated get completed. So while you will see people experimenting with the technologies, if it's a sales call, the person who's going to make the call is going to use the highest grade possible call in order to make the sale.
Are there technical strides that need to be made before it can spread to businesses, or is it simply a matter of upgrading existing infrastructure?
Well, it's a combination of both. Certainly on my hot list of things that need to happen are improvements to, you know, quality service guarantees. Directory services need to be worked on. We need to have a way to map a phone number to an internet number back and forth and do it universally. And we need to have billing, accounting, and settlement systems, so that those people who are offering services have a way to actually charge for them. That doesn't mean that people are not going to use the technology. I mean, I'm looking at right now an active user base between 100 and 200,000 people per month using the technology on the open internet. That's right now. In parallel, we are seeing major investments from Wall Street into companies which are going to offer next generation phone servers, and we're seeing, you know, investments from the carriers and ISPs to do IP-based phone services, and those things are taking off. But, you know, we're certainly a work in progress. To say that and there are times when it works great, and there are times when it doesn't. And I recently testified in Washington to the FCC at a bank hearing in front of the chairman and the commissioners, and my position is that the internet telephony industry is growing, but it's not there yet, and don't regulate us. I mean, if today the worldwide minutes volume is something like 50 billion minutes or $50 billion for telephony minutes, the fact that IDT, which has been very successful in promoting internet telephony to consumers, posted earnings of 2.7 million last quarter, to me, while that's great for IDT, 2.7 million represents not even the rounding error in a $50 billion minute marketplace.
What are you worried about from the FCC? What specifically are they talking about?
Well, specifically, Senator Stevens, LCI, and SBC, they've gone before the FCC to ask them to regulate internet telephony. And what? So that if you're an internet service provider, among other things, they're going to want you to pay access charges and pay into universal service if you're offering an IP-based phone call.
What do you think this kind of regulation would do to the industry?
Well, over a long period of time, I've come to the conclusion this will be regulated. It's just a matter of when, as opposed to, you know, just the timing. If we could push this off for 2 or 3 years by working with the FCC and educating them that the industry should be nurtured, that's a good thing. What will it do with the industry? Well, it could result in people who are investing in these next-gen telcos to lose their backing, especially if they're operating a business on rate arbitrage and there's very little, you know, profits to begin with. Also, this could have a tremendous negative effect on ISPs, because what Senator Stevens is asking for is for all ISPs to pay access charges, so that, you know, the people who are charging $20 a month flat, if they don't change their pricing structures, they're going to go out of business.
I suppose Telco's argument is that there's a lot of traffic going on here, and they see this as a free ride. Why not? Why isn't this?
Well, whether it's a free ride or not, let's face it, the telcos have seen tremendous revenue intakes from being able to sell second and third lines to the home as a result. And, you know, so many of the telcos are also ISPs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a case of having your cake and eating it too and complaining about it.
If this is a potentially huge market, what's to stop telcos from getting into the market themselves and quashing the little next gens?
Well, in fact, you're starting to see that. I think around the world today, it is in fact the major carriers, in Europe especially, which are providing leadership by rolling out the first wave of IP-based voice services.
Will there eventually be a role for the small telephone, IP telephone company?
Perhaps. It depends upon how innovative they are. This entire industry is disruptive. Now is not a time to be complacent. You know, each one of these opportunities to both service providers and equipment vendors is a disruptive opportunity. If it's not played right, they can lose. The small operators, if they're in the right niche, they could become a multi-billion dollar company. It seems to be timing. They could also be acquired by one.
Could you sketch out a timeline for the adoption of the technology as it moves into the mainstream?
Well, we're starting to see a pickup this year in 1998. Certainly, I'm looking by 2001, 2002 for somewhere between 15 to 30% of all voice traffic to be IP-based. Some of this is going to be running on private IP networks, so you're not going to see it on the traditional public internet. But we are seeing it also. To the extent that Cisco and Lucent and all the major players are successful in getting their products used, IP technology becomes an embedded system in everyone else's switches and routers, so that, like it or not, this is what's being used to transport voice. So I'm looking certainly by in the next 5 to 7 years, a significant shift of traffic from traditional PSTN to IP-based.
What can you put a dollar figure on the size of that market?
Yeah, it's about a $2 billion market by 2002.
You've been listening to Insider Profile. Insider Profile is brought to you by CMPNet, the technology network. The latest news and features about computers, computing, the internet, and high-tech finance. Find it at www.cmpnet.com. We'll be back next week with another Insider Profile.